Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 8, 1804. 44 degrees below freezing. The very productive buffalo hunt continues despite the bitter cold. Captain Clark gives the details.
A very cold morning. The thermometer stood at 12 degrees below zero, which is 44 degrees below the freezing point. Wind from the northwest. I, with 15 men, turned out and killed 8 buffalo and 1 deer. 1 cow and calf was brought in, 2 cows which I killed at 7 miles distance. I left 2 men to skin and keep off the wolves, and brought in 1 cow and a calf. In the evening, on my return to the fort, saw great numbers of buffalo coming into the bottoms on both sides of the river. This day being cold, several men returned a little frostbit. One of men with his feet badly frostbit. My servant's feet also frosted. I feel a little fatigued, having run after the buffalo all day in snow, many places 10 inches deep, generally 6 or 8. 2 men hurt their hips today very much in slipping down. The Indians killed great numbers of buffalo today. 2 reflecting suns today. Captain William Clark, December 8, 1804.
2 reflecting suns is a sun dog, or parhelion, produced by the sun's rays reflecting off ice crystals in the very high atmosphere. This phenomenon is commonly associated with advancing frontal systems, and thus used, then and now, as a harbinger of an approaching storm. My servant's feet also frosted refers to York, Captain Clark's African-American slave. He is mentioned here for the first time in weeks. Earlier in the journey, it was recorded that York was allowed to carry a gun during a buffalo hunt, and it seems he is also a major participant in this one. Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs points out that what would have been unusual and in some places illegal within the jurisdiction of the existing states of the United States had come to seem unexceptional in the West. While York is believed to have cooked Clark's meals and helped him dress in the morning, he was otherwise very much a part of the expedition's daily activities. York was thought to have been a large man, probably among the oldest in the expedition. Sometimes historians characterize him as a buffoon, saying he often concocted tall tales and danced a rubber-legged kind of dance for the amusement of the natives. The reason we know so little of York is because he could not write, and Clark's mentions of him were likely shaded by their long-standing master-servant relationship. We do know, however, that York was of a most compassionate and sympathetic nature. He often nursed the sick. Tomorrow, a hunting camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.